Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we will be talking about a $14 million book. Now, believe it or not, that's not the most expensive book of all time. That honor goes to Leonardo da Vinci's Codex, a notebook of his, a 72-page notebook of his, that sold for $30.8 million at auction. It was purchased by Bill Gates. There were other books that were pretty expensive, too. In 1987, a Gutenberg Bible went up for auction at $5 million. And if you have $6 million just lying around and you don't know what to do with it, you could purchase a first folio of Shakespeare. There have been some other medieval manuscripts that have gone for significant money. There was a text called The Gospels of Henry the Lion. Henry the Lion was the Duke of Saxony. He commissioned this particular edition of the Gospels. It was a very elaborate book with a very elaborate cover. He commissioned it for the altar at the Brunswick Cathedral. And it's a 12th century manuscript of the four Gospels, and it sold for $11 million. But the book we're talking about is known as St. Cuthbert Gospel. This is a book from the late 7th or the early 8th century. It's a rather simple book. It's only 5.5 inches by 3.5 inches. It has a stamped leather cover over wood board binding. Its pages are cord bound, and its pages are vellum. Vellum was a bit of an advance, a technological advance, if you will, over papyrus. Vellum was the skin of animals. In this case, it was a calf skin. And vellum was very durable, it was very smooth, and provided a great surface for writing. Of course, paper then moved off of vellum and was made of rags, and now today our paper is made from pulp. But this was made of vellum. This particular text is a Gospel of John. It was found in 1104 inside the coffin of Cuthbert. Now, who was Cuthbert and why were they looking in his coffin? Cuthbert was a monk and he was also bishop in the Lindisfarne area, and he died in 687. He was buried there at the monastery, at the abbey at Lindisfarne. And when the Vikings came along, they took all sorts of things from Lindisfarne with them, including his coffin. It was finally returned and ended up being installed at the Durham Cathedral in 1104. And when his coffin was opened, inside, tucked away there, was this little leather Gospel of John, the St. Cuthbert Gospel. The book sort of disappeared from then. It was in personal hands. And in the 1700s, it ended up in a Jesuit monastery in Belgium. And then the British Library purchased it for the aforementioned $14 million. You can go to the British Library site. You can see it. They actually have a CT scan of it on their site, and every single page is digitized. The text is laid out in a single column. It's very simple. The scribe was a very careful scribe who did this Gospel of John. Occasionally, there's an adorned capital letter, and occasionally you will find a letter painted in red. It begins simply, "In principio erat verbum." In the beginning was the Word. There are no chapters. There are no verse numbers. There's no table of contents. It just starts right in and goes right through the Gospel of John. There's nice margins. There's a clean, crisp text. And this text reminds us not only of the beginning of book publishing. This is Europe's oldest intact book. But it also reminds us of the role that the Gospels have played, and it reminds us that the role that the Gospel of John has played. So there we have it, a $14 million book. And what's fascinating about that book, of course, is the content, because in there are not just simply words of value, there are words of eternal value. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.
For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit 5minutesinchurchhistory.com.